I'm Andrea, founder of a boutique handbag brand, Andy, and this is why I switched to Shopify. I tried three other platforms prior to Shopify, and I remember my breaking point was when I would try to make one little change and my entire site would go down. Shopify made it really easy for me to shift everything over and hit the ground running. I was able to migrate my products and all of my customer information over.
Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Go to shopify.com/listen to take your business to the next level today.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
My guest on the podcast today is doing something that I think is really cool. He's renting out an extra room in his house. He's using Airbnb to find people that are looking for a place to stay for a couple of days. And he's making an extra $1,000 a month by just renting out the extra room here and there. I think this is a real great way to make some extra money, whether you're looking to save a down payment so you can buy another rental, or you're just looking to add some more cash flow to your bottom line. I think this is a real easy way to make some money. I want to hear his story. I want to hear how he's doing this, get some details, and we will dive into his story right after these words.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Kevin, I think at this point everyone has heard of Airbnb, but just in case they haven't, can you real quickly explain to us what it is and how it works?
Sure, yeah. So Airbnb is kind of a platform for short-term rentals. It's basically you just go to Airbnb.com, you type in the location that you want to go to, and then you get a whole bunch of listings. And it's just usually it's just regular people renting out, you know, a house or a room in their house. And when you do it through Airbnb, you know, you get a little bit of extra protection from having like a stranger coming in. They give you a guarantee, that kind of thing. So that's mainly what it is, just a platform for.
It's almost like an alternative. If someone doesn't want to stay at a hotel, they could rent a room in someone's house or rent someone's house completely.
That's exactly right.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. So tell us how this works. So you have people that stay with you for a night or a couple of nights, and you're making about $1,000 a month on most of the year.
Yeah, that's right. If I rent out the place for the whole time, it's usually I can bring in about a little more than $1,000 a month.
That is awesome. And that's almost better than having a roommate, right? Because you probably couldn't rent that room for $1,000 a month if you were to get a roommate, right?
Right. No, I think the market rate for that room would probably be $600 a month.
Wow.
And you know, that would take the whole month, obviously, of someone
right
there.
Out of a typical month, how many nights, like to make $1,000, how many nights are you renting out the room?
So if I'm doing the whole month, I probably have to rent out the room about maybe like 80% of the month.
Okay. And can you scale this? Could you rent out multiple rooms in your house, or is that not really possible?
No. So that is definitely something you could do. And, you know, it takes a little bit more work if you're going to have multiple different guests coming into your house. But there are a lot of Airbnb hosts who do that, where they'll rent out three rooms in their house. Each one is a separate listing. So essentially, if they rent out each one, they could, you know, in a situation like mine, it could be $1,000 for each
right
room.
Okay. Now, how important is the location? Like, are you near like a big landmark, or is it important to have a property that's near a place where people want to go?
So, you know, I mean, since it's short-term rentals, you know, naturally you need to be near some place that people are going to travel there to. I think that most people underestimate how the attractions that are near them, you know? So for example, for myself, I'm near a large university, and for whatever reason, when I listed it up, it didn't occur to me that a lot of people probably need to come here, because surprisingly, there aren't that many hotels, you know, around campus, you know, because most of the hotels tend to be downtown and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it just never occurred to me that a lot of people do need to come to the campus. So I think that, you know, all you got to do is kind of think like what's around you and, you know, is that a place that people might need to go to?
Right, right. Now, what about fees? I assume Airbnb takes a percentage of the rent or of the, do you call it rent or?
I call it just, I actually don't know what I call
it. Okay.
I don't know what I call it. It's called Airbnb.
Right.
Income.
Okay. So do they take a percentage or is it a flat fee? How does that work?
Yep. So they take a percentage of every booking. It's 3%.
Okay.
So it's not very much.
No, that's not.
Given what they give you, because, you know, obviously without Airbnb, I wouldn't even be able to do this at all.
Right, right. And then between guests, do you have to have a maid service come over to clean the property or clean the bathroom or the bedroom?
Well, so the great thing is, since it's my own house and I'm just renting a room out in my house, I just clean it myself.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just the bathroom and the bedroom is basically the two rooms I have to clean. And it doesn't take too much time once you've kind of, you know, understand how to clean the place pretty quickly. And, you know, since people are there for a pretty short time, usually it doesn't require like super heavy cleaning.
Sure. Okay.
And then, you know, the good thing with cleaning the rest of my house is that I get a benefit from it because I already have to keep my house clean anyway for myself.
That's true. That's true. That is a good benefit. It's easy to kind of let things slip. So 3%, that's the only fee that you have to pay. Otherwise, 97% of the money is yours. There's no other yearly fees or monthly fees.
Yep. No other fees from Airbnb side.
Is it awkward having strangers in your house?
So, you know, at first I thought it would be, and my first couple stays, I felt it was awkward because I wasn't used to it. But after you do it for a while, you kind of start realizing that everyone's just, you know, kind of the same as you. And, you know, people are just normal people. And so you kind of, I feel like it's only awkward if you think it's awkward. Mm-hmm. And so once it just becomes a normal thing, it's just like not awkward for myself anyway. And then obviously someone who chooses to use Airbnb as a guest, they, you know, must be okay feeling awkward if they think it's awkward.
And you feel safe. You don't feel like someone's going to come in your room in the middle of the night and kill you. Like you feel totally safe.
I do. Yeah. And, you know, it might be a combination of, you know, I mean, the people that come to my place are mainly people kind of my age. You know, they're usually coming for something school related. And so I relate to them very well and they all seem pretty normal. So I haven't felt any, you know, I haven't been worried about anyone murdering me in my sleep or stealing from me or doing anything.
Yeah.
Like
so no one's stolen anything. Nothing's come up missing.
No, nothing. You know, there have been some broken, you know, glasses and stuff like that.
Sure.
And people, when they do it, they always offer to buy me a new one.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Now, how do you decide how much to charge for the night?
Yeah. So there's kind of you kind of do a little market research here. You know, I kind of, when I set the price, I kind of just went on to the website and I looked at all the Airbnbs in my area that were doing the same thing as me. So I compared Airbnbs that were renting out just a room in their house as opposed to whole house rentals.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so basically from that, I was kind of, you know, when I started out, I listed it a little bit less than the other people so I could kind of get some traction and get some reviews going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then once I got a couple of reviews, I started raising the price up. And then that's basically how I ended up doing it.
What about, like, sometimes if there's like a special event that's coming to town, are you watching that kind of stuff so you can raise the rate if there's maybe more demand?
Yeah. So one thing I have is there's a whole ecosystem of Airbnb you know, apps out there. And so I have this one app that links to my Airbnb and changes the price twice a day based on the demand. And it tracks like hotel vacancy rates in the area and like demand and, you know, other Airbnb booking rates. And basically with that app, I set up kind of a base price, and then it increases or decreases the price around that base price based on all the, you know, all these demand factors, kind of like a way a hotel would do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. That's pretty good. What's that app called?
Yep. It's called Beyond Pricing.
Okay. Okay. Awesome. Now, if someone wants to get started and they want to do this, are there any hacks that you could give someone to make their listing stand out, or anything they can do to be successful?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I would say probably the number one most important thing is you've got to have good pictures. And, you know, pictures were hard for me to do because I don't have a fancy camera, and I didn't really want to pay to get a photographer to mm-hmm. do it.
Yeah.
Airbnb actually has like a professional photographer service that they do for free for hosts.
Oh.
Yeah, but they don't have it in my city for some reason. Okay. So I couldn't do that. But in other cities, you know, maybe some bigger cities on the coast or something would have that. And so if they do have that, you should always take advantage of that, because when you get really nice pictures, it really
makes a huge difference. I mean, absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That wide angle lens.
It really does wonders. Yeah. Like a really crappy place can look really nice with good pictures. So yeah, I would definitely agree with you on that. Now, what about scaling this? Like, could you see yourself buying more properties and renting them out this way?
So, yeah, it's definitely something that you could do, you know, and there are people out there who do that, who get rental properties purely to do Airbnb with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's definitely something that it would be much more work to do. You'll have to, you know, you'll definitely need to, because, you know, with a rental, you can just put it up there. And then once you get a tenant, that's kind of all you have to do for, you know, in terms of, you don't have to do it day to day, every day.
Right.
With Airbnb, the more properties you get, the more messages you're gonna have to deal with, the more cleaning you have to do. So you'd have to have a really good team around you if you're going to do that. The other thing with purchasing properties purely to do Airbnb is there is always a risk with government regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hear about New York and Amsterdam and all these places that have really cracked down on Airbnb.
Right.
So there's always a risk of that to consider.
Yeah. Now, for me, I'm all about taking myself out of the equation. I like hiring property managers, and I don't want to be involved in the day-to-day. If I was to do an Airbnb, are there any services out there that would deal with the back and forth, and so I wouldn't have to do that?
Yeah, there actually are. There's a bunch of kind of these short-term Airbnb rental management companies out there. I don't know all of them, you know. I know there's like one I think is called Guesty. And there's probably there's a bunch of them out there. Okay. I'm not too familiar with them, to be honest, but I know they're the kind of those companies will handle all of the day-to-day stuff for you.
So if they did that, if I had them handling the day-to-day stuff, I'm sure I could get a cleaning service to go in there after each guest. And you know, that's something else. Can you charge a cleaning fee to the guests?
You can. Yep. Okay. People do that. And, you know, obviously the more you charge for the cleaning fee, the more the guests might take exception to it. But yeah, for sure. Especially with full house rentals, there's almost every Airbnb I've ever stayed at has always had a cleaning fee.
Okay. And that would most likely just be the cost of what it's going to cost you to get a maid to come in there and clean the house between a guest, right?
In theory, okay. Yes. Sometimes I don't know how these Airbnb hosts choose their cleaning fees, to be honest.
Okay. Okay.
In theory, yeah, that's how you would do it.
Okay. And then would someone necessarily need to ever meet the person to check them in and check them out? If I owned a property that I rented out exclusively to Airbnb, would someone need to ever be there?
So no, okay. Actually, okay. If you wanted to, yeah, you could do it all. I mean, you could do it from different cities even, because as long as you had someone to respond to messages and inquiries, someone to clean the place, and you get like a lockbox or even one of these smart locks, you know, with the where you can punch in the numbers and get into the house, you could basically just have the whole place and never have to even think about it.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in that, because I think you can make a lot more money. Now, if you were to rent out your whole property, if you moved out, if you bought another place, how much do you think you could make per month renting out your property?
Yeah, that's a good question. So if I rented out, so if I were going to do it with my own house as a whole place, I'd probably try to do it where I rent out each room individually.
Okay.
The reason being that when you do a whole house rental, obviously you're going to charge more. Right. And then the number of people that are going to stay there are going to be fewer because it costs more.
Right.
So if I did each room, essentially made each room like a little kind of mini hotel there, you know, you could easily, you know, you could easily bring in, you know, double what you could get on the just renting it out like a normal room.
And how much is your mortgage?
So my mortgage is $1,300 a month. So, with, you know, that's the mortgage and the insurance and the taxes and all that.
I mean, that seems really good. I mean, if you could make $2,000 a month renting out to two different guests and your mortgage is $1,300 a month, that to me, I would be happy with those numbers. That's really awesome. Well, yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to definitely have to look into doing this. I think this is a real interesting idea. Well, Kevin, if someone wants to check you out, you have a really good blog, Financial Panther. Why don't you tell us about what you're doing and tell us about your blog.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I've got a blog. It's you can find it at www.financialpanther.co. That's a C-O. And, on that blog, I talk about personal finance, paying off debt and all these kind of little side hustles I do. There's kind of this rise here of the sharing economy and the on-demand economy, which really makes it easy for people to kind of try their hand at these sort of entrepreneurial things. So, you know, like with Airbnb here, I just one day decided to give it a shot and you know, it's been fun and, you know, wasn't super high risk to do.
Yeah, it's good extra money. I mean, to make $1,000 a month, I mean, that is really awesome. I mean, I really think this is something anybody could do. Well, awesome. We'll definitely check it out, financialpanther.co. And Kevin, thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll be back with a new episode next Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.